Arts Academy for letting us use their space every Saturday morning to rehearse. It's just a wonderful rehearsal space. And I, of course, want to give you the normal comment that, you know, unless your cell phone happens to be in tune with the band when it goes off, I would hope you would silence it before the concert. And that's the most of the announcements, except for one more thing. I have a question for the audience. How many of you have ever played a musical instrument in space? Really? Nobody's done that? Oh, golly. Well, we have a person in our band who has actually done that. And I want to just give a mention to Ellen Ochoa, our flutist, who tells me that when you play a flute in space, you have no gravity, and so when you blow in the flute, it makes you go backwards. So, but in addition to playing a flute in space and spending another 1,000 hours doing other things there, she also, a week or so ago, was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is
thank you. woodwinds in with the piece. Now, Copland wrote this piece. He wrote it, like it was says, it was written in 1942 for the Cincinnati Symphony. You know what's really great? It feels like it's come all the way around. I know an assistant conductor with the Cincinnati Symphony. And he just did a Bernstein thing. You know what a Bernstein thing is? It's where the conductor gets sick and the assistant conductor goes in and conducts a concert. My friend Dan Wiley just did that. So back in Cincinnati, so I thought that was pretty cool. So Jim Gray, of course, is a timpanist, and he's the one that made the arrangement. Do you know that this piece of music comes from Copland's Third Symphony, Third Movement? So if you'd like to hear it in its full context, there's your option. The next piece we're gonna do is called Western Plains Overture. And it was written to commemorate the 20th anniversary season for the Nebraska Wind Symphony. So, and that's in Omaha, Nebraska. So, I hope you enjoy Western Plains Overture. Thank you. So now we're going to do Begin the Beguine, and I keep telling them it's my favorite piece. And in all honesty, it's one of my favorite pieces. It's a Cole Porter piece. Cole Porter is known for writing a lot of musicals and just a lot of great music. And this was the first, this is amazing, the first orchestral swing orchestra was put out by, the recording was put out by Artie Shaw and his orchestra. And if you can't, 19- So he ran back in to get the computer. And in the midst of that, he spent about a month in the hospital because he had breathed in the flame, in the smoke, and he spent some time regaining his breathing abilities, but he saved the music. So our friend Tom, back here, contacted the gentleman and talked to him. And you know what happened? He sent us the music. So we are going to play for you today an original arrangement of Kabay Punahele featuring the Mulligan Band. Makes it 85 years old, right? show it, like, at Easter, when I was growing up. It scared me to death. We're going to play this. We're going to play Over the Rainbow, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. We're Off to See the Wizard, The Merry Old Land of Oz, and If I Only Had a Brain. I'm not going to tell you what sex it features. So here we go, The Wizard of Oz. So, are we going for the band first or the audience first?
Audience.
Audience.
Okay.
You got your brand new ticket out, right? I'm not looking. Debbie. This is third place.
There are two that came in third. That is Bob Day. Who's the other third? Sue White. And second place was David Justice.
So come back in the fall, because we got some more things planned. I hope you enjoyed today. It's been a great day for me. This is the end of my first season as the band director for the Mulligan Band. And thank you, that means a lot. Come back, because we've got some really, I shouldn't say we've got some, it's still in my on what's happening next fall, but next fall is going to be fun. We're going to do some, maybe even have some singers and some soloists. You just never know. So come back and check us out. And we're going to end the day with John Williams, Midway March, from the movie Midway.